Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is going on, everybody? It is Friday night. It's July 11th, 2025. We are less than 24 hours away from AEW All In Texas, AEW's biggest pay-per-view event of the year, biggest event they've ever ran in North America. I'm Tanner Lee, co-host Paul Zartman in the house, and co-host the reigning defending KOP Predictions champion for only one more day, Austin Shepherd.
Really, you've tried this before, Tanner.
I know, yeah, you're right. I have. What's going on, Stephen Chambers over on YouTube?
What's up, Stephen?
Thanks for joining us. But fellas, I don't know about you guys, but I always get pumped for AEW pay-per-views. But something about this one's got me really, really juiced up.
I think it's because they've done such a good job leading up to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. For a company that can't tell stories, they've told a bunch of fantastic stories.
You know what, though? They took their time on this, I feel like.
They did.
Yes.
I think you're right.
Yes. Which, in the past, I think we've all been critical about Tony not taking his time and just throwing it all together and see what sticks.
Yep. Logan Zartman in the chat on YouTube. What's going on, Logan?
It's Logan.
But, no, I think you're right. I think they've taken their time, told some good stories, and, man, that Hangman and Swerve segment last night on Collision, that was one of the best ones I've seen them do in the history of AEW. Man, that was powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Collision was good. It was good last night, Steven. Yep.
Yeah. I went ahead and watched it after all, and it was a good show.
That eight-man tag was awesome. Oh my God, that was awesome.
You know, we've had eight-man tags throughout the years in the other company, and they're always just so lackluster and boring. But then anytime you get a six-man or an eight-man tag over here in AEW, it just seems to mesh so well that you can't help but stare at it, even if it's complete carnage.
Yep. I mean, I thought Dynamite was good this week. I thought Collision's been good. I know I've said it on the podcast before. I think AEW's on a heck of a run right now, and I think they got a huge opportunity tomorrow. I mean, this is a crazy weekend to be a wrestling fan. I mean, right now you got the Ring of Honor pay-per-view going on. Tomorrow you got AEW All In. You got NXT Great American Bash. You got Saturday Night's Main Event. And then Sunday you got Evolution 2. So it's crazy, and I don't know if you guys saw this or not. WWE already announced their counter-programming Forbidden Door next month with NXT Heatwave. So just never stops.
They're not at all worried about AEW. That's just a pissant t-shirt company, right?
Yep. So it'll be interesting if AEW puts on an all-time classic tomorrow on All In, and for whatever reason, if WWE puts on a blunder of a Saturday Night Main Event, it could be a pivotal moment in momentum going forward.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And I think for the first time since Trips has taken over, stemming off of what happened at Mania, that I would say WWE is either stagnant or a little declining. Not that the stuff they're doing right now isn't good, but it's not like it was with the build with Cody and all the stuff Cody went through. I think the Cena thing's been good. The stuff with the Bloodline's kind of been mid-card, I would say.
Yeah, kind of like, when's it going to end it? type thing, yeah.
I think the stuff with Cena right now, and then all of a sudden you throw Punk Rollins into the mix, that's carrying it right now.
Yeah.
So definitely can't wait to never have to speak the name Goldberg again after Saturday.
Unless he wins.
Dude, if he wins, then you know what? Those guys get everything they deserve.
Honestly, I think if he wins, which I don't think he will, if he wins, I think Rollins cashes in on him right after he wins. So,
look, I already told you, if Goldberg walks out of there champion, I'm not a part of this podcast anymore.
We're an AEW podcast, though, Paul. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about Goldberg.
Your WWE picks suck already, so what does it matter? So
you didn't even pick, so I don't want to hear it, Shep.
I didn't have to. I didn't have to.
I asked for your input, and you did not give it. You rambled it down on a podcast real quick, and then I sent out a text and said, hey, guys, give me your input, and nothing from Shep all weekend.
I gave you bad advice. So,
and then all of a sudden I get, Paul, you suck. That's all I heard from Shep all weekend. Paul, you suck. Well,
again, wouldn't even have been a question if they would have ended this awful reign of John Moxley back when they should have.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
All right. Logan's got a good question. I'll save this for the end of the show after our match predictions, though. He wants to know who's on our AEW Superstar Mount Rushmore. We'll get to that. That's a good question. Stephen Chambers, so stupid, adding Boom, AJ, Ishii, Hologram, and O'Reilly versus Trent, Rocky, Archer, and Hechisaro, guessing zero. I believe that is a zero-hour match.
It is a zero-hour match.
I mean, they had Costco guys back at the press event in December. So we knew they were going to be on the card somewhere. So here
yeah.
You
are.
Dumb.
Shep loves his Costco boys, though.
It's about as dumb as naming a guy in Big Bill.
Oh, good stuff. You guys ready to get into the predictions? You guys ready to pick some matches and some confidence points?
I am now.
Nine matches, right?
Nine matches. Yep, we're only doing the main card. There's 2 zero-hour matches, I believe, announced so far, FTR and the Outrunners, and the match Steven just mentioned, the eight-man tag. So,
out of curiosity, if you were to pick between the Outrunners and FTR, who are you picking?
Outrunners. I think they put them over. After the showing they had, was it now a week and a half ago or whatever? Was that
okay?
Two collisions ago, after that match, the showing they have, I think you see Outrunners get a win here.
Man, I thought if FTR was part of this show, that might be where we see Cope return. But now I don't want it to be. You can't waste a Cope return on a 0 hour.
Very true. Very true.
But I feel bad for the guy. He's still a big star, and he's missed action since Dynasty. He's waiting because Christian wanted to prolong the patriarchy story a little bit longer. I just feel bad for
him. Yeah, well, it's extended. It can end it all in.
Steven and Logan both say FTR. Steven said Stokely interferes. Big Stoke.
Okay.
It's working, Shep. It's working. Big Stoke and FTR, it's working.
It's okay.
All right. Hey, that's progress. That's progress, Paul.
Yeah, and I love how Shep says, and you say, well, we're an AEW podcast. And as I look over Shep's shoulder, I see SmackDown on.
I just turned the TV on. I was coming in hot, didn't have time to find the code.
It's still wrestling, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't order the ROH pay-per-view, which I don't blame him. I didn't either.
No.
I didn't. I knew we had this going on. And
Yep. I'm sure it's going to be a good show, though. I'm sure it's going to be a good show. All right, what match, champ, do you want to start with?
Let's do one that I'm actually – this is one that I'd love your guys' impact. I had a hard time picking it. In fact, I've scribbled out the number 3 different times before I locked in one. But let's go with maybe the match on this card that has the most history.
I know which one you're going with.
Okada. Kenny.
Yeah, this was a tough one too. I gotta say, I had a scratch on my predictions because, this one's tough. Paul, why don't you lead us off?
All right. Well, this again was tough to pick the number, not the winner. Well, because the person who's the hottest going into this, in my opinion, is Kenny Omega. He's got a push going for him. So it's very easy to pick Kenny Omega, and I settled on 6 points.
Woo, boy.
Wow.
Woo.
Okay.
That new title's going to look great around his waist.
Yeah, no, I think AEW's better when Kenny's healthy and in action. I've said that for a long time.
I had Kenny for 4.
All right. Well, we are in all agreement that Kenny Omega is walking out as champ, even though I will admit at one time today I had Okada down. I'm taking Kenny for 3. And my reasoning about Okada was, well, Kenny won the last time they wrestled against each other.
Yeah.
I feel like Okada could really use a big win. Like, we haven't seen Okada have, like, a humongous win in AEW yet. And I'm not trying to show my cards because a lot of the other picks, but I think a lot of baby faces are going over on this card. So they need to have a big heel win somewhere.
But if you're going to give Okada any type of push, they need to figure out where they're putting him first. First, you've got him on his own. Then he's with the Bucks. Then he's an EVP. Then he's on his own. Then he's with the Don Callis family. We know when superstars start doing this bouncing between factions and so many things, they start to fall in the cracks. And that's what we've seen with Okada. Whereas it doesn't matter if Kenny's been gone a week, a year, 2 years, he walks in, the crowd pops.
Any chance, you know, Stephen Chambers said picking Okada, future booking Okada versus Takeshita for the 3 titles at Forbidden Door, 5 points. Any chance we could see a returning Jack Perry cost Kenny Omega?
I think that's the only way we see Kenny Omega lose this thing.
Okay.
But yeah, that's an interesting point that Steven brings up there. I've read the other 2 titles aren't technically being retired.
Right. The lineage is going to move on, but I believe this championship will be the only one they're wearing.
Okay.
I think. I sure hope so. It's stupid if they're going to have somebody wear 3 titles. But
they have Mercedes doing that right now.
That's true.
Yeah, she's wearing titles like all over the place.
Yeah. Well, when you're the GOAT, I mean, you know.
Shut up. I'm not even you know what? You know, I tell my 5-year-old not to say shut up, but good thing he doesn't listen to us, so shut up.
We've made it 10 minutes, Shep, so you can say whatever you want.
No, that was good parenting advice.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good parenting advice.
Yes, it is.
Kind of. All right, I'm gonna tell the guy that you talk about desperately needs a win. Paul, you can pick some up.
That was classic. That was a good one.
Ouch. Oh man, that hurt, Shep.
That was great. I didn't see that coming. We were
friends.
I'm rooting for you, buddy.
All right, let's go. Get second place. Yeah. Some tag team here in a triple threat tag team match. Hurt Syndicate versus Jet Speed versus the Patriarchy.
I've heard those Hurt Syndicate people hurt people.
I've heard that a time or two as well.
And I like it. I like it when they hurt people.
Me too.
Yes, and I think if you're going to have a returning cope, it needs to be during this segment. It needs to be either during the match or post-match. Like somehow there's a screw-up that Kip costs them the match. They're yelling at him. Kip turns or whatever. Beat down. Cope comes back. But regardless of what happens and how Cope gets there, I went Hurt Syndicate's going to hurt these guys for 7 points.
7 points for the champs.
I agree with Paul on this one, which is starting to make me feel scary. I got Hurt Syndicate for 9.
Niner.
Oh. All right.
I went Hurt Syndicate for 5, and I almost pulled the trigger on the title change. with Jet Speed, because I don't know who's going to eventually take the titles off the Hurt Syndicate. Being a triple threat, they could lose the title without getting pinned. I figure maybe Jet Speed finds a way to pick Nick Wayne, pisses Christian off. We see Nick Wayne, Christian split after the match, setting seeds somehow for Cope and Christian. And I liked your thinking, Paul, but my one logic is Cope's going to have beef with FTR because they put him on the shelf. So I don't know why he would return here. That's my
to help his buddy out question. Because he does have beef with FTR. So who better to go after FTR with than the man he's tagged with the majority of his life?
Except yeah. They haven't been buddies in AEW.
Right. But we know Cope tried it.
Yes.
So we could see Cope come out, try it again, say, you know what? If we don't last past this, fine. I just need help taking care of these guys.
I think we get there eventually. I mean, you know, All Out's in Canada and Toronto, September 20th. I'd be shocked if they're not teaming for that event. I mean, it was originally supposed to be planned for this. But I just don't know how we get there. I keep saying that, and it's going to be fascinating to see.
Well, let's not forget FTR and Patriarchy had a backstage segment, and Stokely forced Christian to shake his hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's how you get there, because the seeds have already been planted for some type of backstabbery between those two.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? Cope, we know he can be a good heel. He was a heel back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where the rated R superstar came from.
Right.
He was a heel. So I have no problem with him turning heel, and I would love for him to kick Sabian out of that group, and all of a sudden you got Cope, Christian, and Nick Wayne, and then my wife in there, obviously. But I mean, I would have no problem with him being on the heel side.
Yeah.
Or they kick Sabian out. I think Christian's too damn good of a heel for him to flip. To
face flip, really. I do too.
Yeah.
Because his face run didn't really work in AEW very well.
Yeah. No.
So I think, yeah. Yeah, I think Nick Wayne could be a good baby face too. Kind of like that.
We kind of got a little bit of baby face Nick Wayne and
early, and it wasn't, I mean, he was getting his feet wet. Now he's starting to become established. So
I think giving him that baby face run again, we might see something happen this time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. But I in the end I agree. I think Hurt Syndicate retains, but man, I just don't know when and who they lose these titles to.
Triple threat match again down the road.
Yeah,
you know, let's do a triple threat match again down the road. Outrunners FTR and them, you know.
I wouldn't even be opposed to Jet Speed in it. I like this Jet Speed team a lot.
They don't have. I think it's they've been together such a short time. All of a sudden, you can't throw some belts on them.
Yeah,
you know, it's different if you had a tag team like Swerve and Ospreay going for it. It's
two superstars. They're
already established, so now you throw them together. That would work. These guys are still making a footprint in AEW. They're doing a damn good job, but they're still making a footprint.
Stephen Chambers saying, never rule out Gates of Agony with Ricochet.
I'd rather see Jet Speed.
You've never been a Gates of Agony fan.
No, I have not.
No.
Yep.
That's because of freaking the Wolverine.
He's on the shelf for a while. You don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure he tore his his trap. Or
something. All right. So next up, I'll pick this one if you guys don't mind.
It's your turn.
Have at it.
A little TNT championship. Sorry for the grainy graphic. I could not find a clear one for this match. Ooh. Adam Cole defending against the Protostar, Kyle Fletcher. And I am going with the Protostar for 9 confidence points.
Wow.
It's his time. It's his time.
I figured based off of the tweet that I saw from KOP last night that's where you were going
to
go.
He's right. It's his time to get a title. And the TNT title is going to be more of a mid card than the unified title, of course, and of course the world heavyweight title. But it's time to get a title on him and elevate him a little bit. He's that good. He's ready.
You know, you said the same thing about Danny Garcia, and look what happened to him after he got that title.
Great point. Great point, Paul. My God, I know you weren't up. We bitched about that last week. Shep and I did that. Like last year at this point, Garcia was hot. My God, they dropped the ball with him.
You know what, though? Fletcher's a little bit different of a character.
Very true.
Danny Garcia is a great wrestler, and so is Fletcher. But Fletcher has a little bit different. I'll say it. He's got a little bit better look to him. He wears that arrogance a little bit better. You know, Danny tried to be a heel. He tried to be a face. He just didn't really find his home. Fletcher's a great heel. And with Don Callis by his side, I picked him as well. I didn't go as heavy as Tanner, but I put 8 on it.
Yeah. Majin, I'm not counting that ROH belt. I know he's held ROH gold. I meant individual AEW gold. That's what I meant, not ROH. Yeah. Paul? Yeah.
Well, I'm the different one here, so this match could make or break this entire championship run, because I went Adam Cole for 9.
9?
Whoa.
Your son got in your ear, didn't he? Your son loves Adam Cole. So.
He did. He did.
All right.
But I think Adam still has a little bit more left in him as the TNT championship.
Wow. All right. Paul, if Adam wins, KOP predictions title is probably coming around the corner down the street to your house.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
If Adam Cole wins, I'll throw that son of a bitch in the garden and get it all muddy for you.
All right.
No, I would.
Didn't he hold the international or something? I remember him losing an actual AEW title. I don't remember. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Fletcher's held AEW individual gold, has he?
It was the ROH TV title, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he's held anything else.
I'm Googling right now.
And Steven says, Paul's smoking that TK crack.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a good point. Takeshita could get involved in this match because he's not booked on the card at all.
Oh, he's got to be in that gauntlet match, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, duh. I forgot we don't know who's all in that match.
I'm not seeing anything AEW.
Okay, that makes me feel better. That makes me feel better because usually Majin corrects my mistakes, so I finally got one up on the Canadian.
ROH World Tag Team with Mark and the television title. That's all I'm finding apart from indie stuff and New Japan. So, yeah.
I'll pick the next one since they're kind of doing a little round robin here, and we just talked about it. And I think this is harder than the men's. Women's gauntlet match.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah. We know.
21 superstars?
Up to if they get to it, because a pin ends it. So.
And last time we saw a gauntlet match, we got about 5 or 6 people in, and it was over.
Last
year with Ricochet.
One of these days, I want to see him do one on Dynamite, and nobody else comes in. Somebody pin somebody right away. That'd be awesome. Don't do it tomorrow. Too big of a show. I'm just saying, like, someday it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't put a lot of confidence points, but I went with Statlander for 1.
All right.
I like Megan Bang in this match, too, but she already had a quick title chance, so I don't know if they'd give it to her right back.
She did.
But I do like her in this match as well, but I went with Statlander.
I as well went with Statlander. I went 2 points on Statlander. And I almost picked Megan Bain, but then I remembered the title that Stat just won. So she's starting to heat up. So this could be, I mean, it's for a future shot. It doesn't mean that they're going to win it, but it's a future shot. So.
Well, Stat was one of 4 women I was thinking about for this match. But I went with the Megasus, Megan Bang, for one. And I know she just challenged at Dynasty. But, God, she just has the look and the aura about her and the way they book her. She's so strong. I think if she gets another chance, she's gonna be the next champ. The other females I considered Statlander. I considered Willow. And I considered Athena. Those were the four I considered.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys think we see any returns in this match? Steven's picking Marina Shafir. That would be interesting. Okay. Not one on my radar, but that'd be interesting. Mr. Antics saying, just stopping by, ROH's Supercard of Honor going on is pretty good. I say Statlander, especially if Tony retains, because it would be interesting on how they'd handle it. Very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majin said Death Riders will help Stat win. And Steven's throwing Ruby Soho out to return. That'd be fun. She is training again.
She is training.
Yeah, she has had the kid, and they're married now. And yeah.
No, I didn't, Majin. I didn't. I just don't think they'd have Tekla win something like this yet.
Not yet.
Even though she is undefeated. I did go Statlander.
I went Megan Bain for one. You went
Megan Bain for one.
Yep. I mean, maybe Jamie Hayter maybe returns in this. That'd be fun if she's healthy. A big pop would be Britt Baker, but I don't see it. But that would be.
I think with her on her way out, publicly knowing this now, it'd be hard to have her come back. I mean, they'd pop for her, but
well, you know, as Fightful's reporting, that's not true. Of course, Tony Khan saying that's not true. Fightful saying her contract's up through 2026. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget that TK also said Punk wasn't on his way out the door, as all the reports were the stuff that was going on with him and Punk backstage and him being on his way out the door.
Yeah. He about beat the shit out of TK. he
scared for his life, remember?
That happened after he said Punk wasn't on his way out the door, and then London happened, and then...
Yeah, and then he had no choice.
He was feared for his life.
Maj, how long is Harley Cameron out for again? It was a nose issue. She should be almost back. No. I think the nose was storyline. I think her issue was a knee, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. But I think they did a nose and storyline. And he said he could see Britt Baker in the gauntlet just to shut her up. Ooh, I like... Yeah. Steve said another sleeper is Alex Windsor. Newly signed fiance of Will Ospreay.
Yeah, that'd be a good debut.
I debut as a full-time AEW talent at Forbidden Door. That's what I would do. Or, excuse me, the week of Forbidden Door at the Dynamite or Collision over in England. That's where I would do it.
Yep.
Mr. Antics is saying, Majin, Britt Baker could just shut up anyway and not be in the gauntlet. LOL.
Wow, so much hate for the dentist.
She gets a lot of hate online. Some warranted, some maybe not.
Yeah. Nope. And the crazy thing is, when she first joined the company, I thought of her the same way I think of Mercedes. Only Britt improved and got better. And Mercedes is still Mercedes.
Yeah, still one of the best women of wrestlers of all time. You're right. Still Mercedes.
Never mind. Yep. You can polish a turd. It's still a turd, Tanner.
You're just a hater. It's all right, though.
Is that the Wyatt Six behind you, Shep?
Looks like it.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure is.
Still a big fan of them.
All right, Paul, your pick.
Really confused. All right. Well, we're going to stay in this chaos of... what could happen, and let's go over to the men's casino gauntlet match. This is again, Tanner, I agree with you on your statement you made earlier about babyfaces winning.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has been one who gets those opportunities and always fails. And so I think we could see it happen again. Mark Briscoe for 1 point.
Okay.
All right. Chicken.
Mark's one of those that, I mean, he always seems to get these big opportunities in segments like this and then just can never get the gold.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening. I would love it. I'm a big Mark Briscoe fan. Always enjoyed him. I went with MGF for 2.
Okay.
I also went Maxwell Jacob Friedman for 2. I was really close on pulling the trigger on somebody that's not even announced yet. Ooh. Because we only know MGF, Briscoe, and Mystico.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said a returning Darby Allin.
He's got to be close. But you know what, though? I would rather see when Darby comes back, he's going to come back, and I'm not throwing my hands out here, but he's going to cost somebody a title that we're going to talk about here in a little bit is going to be his return.
I think he definitely returns tomorrow, though, right? I mean, can we all be in agreement on that?
I think at some point in the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's his comeback.
Yeah.
Because if you do take the title off of Mox, then that gives Mox a feud to go into.
Yeah.
And gets him out of the title picture. And then there's 2 or 3 guys that obviously is right ready to rock with Hangman. So it makes sense.
But if you have Darby come back in the Gauntlet and win,
Then all of a sudden our main event pick is fucked.
Well, not necessarily, because if I know we'll get there, but say Hangman does win, he could have a short title reign a couple months, and then down the road, Darby could cash in the opportunity at WrestleDream and win it there.
Let's be real here. Most of the time when this stuff happens, it happens on a Dynamite or a Collision.
I know, most of the time. But MJF, if he wins, we're not going to see him go for the title on Dynamite or Collision. This could be a pay-per-view.
No. Yeah.
Mark Briscoe, probably a Dynamite or Collision.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So.
I do like Stephen Chambers' pick there with Eddie Kingston returns. I do think we see Eddie Kingston. And the reason is he's been training with Cesar. Am I saying that? Cesar Bazzoni? Bazzoni, Cesar, Cesar Bologna, my man.
There you go.
And they've been kind of doing a vlog, and they just dropped a latest episode this week, and he looked pretty good in the little vlog they do. So it was really weird that they dropped an episode Wednesday or Thursday.
Have a good one, Majin. We'll talk to you later, buddy. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Enjoy family time. But he also said if he's in it, Ricochet is winning. Good pick. Okay.
Yep. Enjoy family. You guys make your own homemade maple syrup as family time together?
Asshole.
Oy. I had to get one in real quick.
Yeah, you did. Leaving. It would be weird if you didn't.
He's leaving.
Well, we'll see it. We'll see him Sunday. So.
Yep. Hey, go home. Go back to Canada and tell me how many Stanley Cups you've won in the last couple of years. Go
ahead. Oh, good Lord. Here we go.
I love it.
Oh, you know me. I'm a big hockey guy.
Huge
hockey guy.
Yeah.
But these gauntlet matches are going to be fun. This is the first event they've done with 2 gauntlets. So, looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what, though? I know it's a gimmicky match on a big stage. So, I love the aspect that we only see 3 guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our 3 mm-hmm. participants. So, it mm-hmm. gives you a little bit of, like, okay, I really don't want to watch a triple threat match with these 3 participants, but wait a minute, there's a possibility of 18 more.
Yeah, so
we're not going to tell you who those 18 are. I love that.
Yep, I think we'll see Zack Sabre Jr. He usually shows up. So,
hey, IWGP Heavyweight Champion.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. And what better way to promote Forbidden Door?
Yeah, yeah. So. And you know the one thing I love about these gauntlet matches is as guy who watched wrestling in the 90s as you did, Shep. Tanner was too young. He didn't know what
I watched. 98, 99, you jackass.
I said early 90s.
Oh,
early.
I thought you said 90s. Okay. No, I take it back. My bad. I'm sorry.
Old, early 90s. When the Royal Rumble came around, you only knew a handful of guys. So you're watching to find out who the other 20, 25 people in this thing are.
My God, it's the Brooklyn Brawler. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, it may not get all 18 guys, but you're sitting there on your seat going, oh, are we going to get to 21?
Yep.
It's definitely, I'm glad they've gone to the gauntlet over the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Where the suits all came out together. So it was like, you know, six people showing up all at once.
I did like the chip, the ladder match with the chip they used to do.
Yeah.
But
first it was a golden ring, then it was a chip.
Golden ring was at Revolution.
But it was the same match.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. It got over. They overdid it. They overdid it. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
All right, Tanner, it's your pick.
Okay. All right. We'll go with a tag match that I think everybody's excited for with some big stakes. Young Bucks versus Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland. The Young Bucks win. Will and Swerve cannot challenge for the AEW World title for a year. And if Ospreay and Swerve win, then the Young Bucks are stripped from their EVP titles. With that said, I think we could see some shenanigans and foolery here. But I think Swerve and Ospreay are too good of talents, too big of stars, to not be able to challenge for the title for a whole year. I think it would hurt the company if they can't. So with that said, I'm going Swerve and Ospreay for four.
I agree, because I think if the plan goes on without a hitch, I think our first big feud will be Hangman Swerve again. And now all of a sudden, before, let's put the belt back in, you know, let's get the belt back involved. The last couple weren't for the belt. So, yeah, I think it makes sense. I have them for six.
Six. Or it could be Hangman and Ospreay with Forbidden Door being Ospreay's backyard.
Yeah.
Either way, though.
I think we talked about it last week. I still want the Dynamite on Wednesday when these guys win. I still want these guys sitting at a desk next to TK with a bunch of scripts in front of them and trying to boss TK around. And I think it'd be great comedy. And then the Bucks just, you know, hey guys, this isn't your dressing room. You're dressing with Gen Pop today. Like, you're in Gym Pop today because we got this, okay? I just think there should be some really good comedy bits there.
Oh, yeah, there would. It'd be like when Stone Cold did it with the WWF and came the CFO or CEO or whatever he was. That was hilarious. Drinking beer at 8 in the morning type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I also went Swerve and Ospreay for five. I would go with the EVPs, but again, it doesn't make sense that Swerve and Ospreay can't challenge for a year. No. They're too big.
At least they didn't Cody themselves.
Right. When he started talking, I thought he was going to Cody them.
That would have gave it away, though, because there's no way those two are never challenging. That would have gave the mattress all the way.
But when you look at a stacked roster that AEW has, them not challenging for a year really wouldn't be that big of a deal. I'm not saying it would be, but you get to see some of this other talent that could challenge for it that kind of hasn't gotten a chance to because we focused on these guys for a while. But I'm still going Swerve and Ospreay.
Yeah.
And the one reason I'm going Swerve and Ospreay is because the fact that the Bucks have started calling themselves the Founding Fathers more than EVPs.
Right.
It's kind of like we're already transitioning from that. And this is just TV storyline for all we know. So
yeah, they're not. They're still going to be legit EVPs. Them and Kenny, I think, are alive. So, and I think it would be a great story to see them lose the status of EVPs, get knocked down a couple pegs. Now they got to work their way back up with no advantage in the company. I think that makes for a fantastic, compelling, interesting story around the Young Bucks. So,
absolutely, give us the Bucks of old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was whose pick was that? Was that yours, Tanner?
That was mine. So it was back to you.
Back to me. We got
two matches left. Three matches left.
Three matches.
Three. All right. Forgot about
learn to count, Tanner. Man,
forgot about
you. Learned to count in Rochester.
I'm gonna let you two pick the two that we'll talk most about.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with the trios champions, the Ops versus the Death Riders. And subbing in for John Moxley is Gabe Kidd,
injured Pac,
and I thoroughly enjoy that guy.
Mm-hmm.
This one is tough because I think we're going to see a reformation here, and I guess these belts haven't really been put on the mainstream, but I'm sticking with the Ops for 7.
Okay. You know, I'm right there in agreement with you, Shep. I went the Ops. I went 4. I think we see some outside interference, and this is where we see Hook return to lay out that outside interference.
I agreed with Shep with result and points. I kind of scared myself. I've done that twice tonight. The Ops were for 7. The only way I can see the Ops losing is I'm taking what you say, Paul, and I'm twisting it a little bit. Hook returning to cost the Ops. That's the only way I could see the Ops losing.
All right.
And that'd be interesting. But it pissed me off then because then Death Riders have that gold again, which they didn't do much with in the first place.
Right, because they got it, and then, like the world title, the whole Death Rider story kind of was crap at the time, and it's just finally started to heat up, but it's too late.
It's never too late, Paul. It's never. It's professional wrestling.
Never say never in professional wrestling.
That's true.
That's true.
Tanner, have you given us your point yet?
Yeah, I agreed exactly with you. Ops for 7.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Twice I've done that tonight. I'm scaring myself.
Yeah, you MJF for 2 and Ops for 7.
I know.
Wow. All right. So we've got 2 matches left. Tanner, you and I each get to pick 1 more match. And
hold on. And the reason I did this was great, great thinking. The reason I did this is because I want you guys to be a part of a world championship pick because the belt ain't going to you guys. So I'm giving this is kind of like this is your participation ribbon, okay?
And the douche award of the podcast goes to.
Now, what's going to be great is if the TNT title match is like the first thing to open the show and Cole picks up the victory. I'll just come over to your house when I get off work and pick up the title.
What do you guys, if you had the pencil, what would you put as the opener of the show?
My pick would be one of the gauntlet matches.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
I open with the women's world title match.
Ooh.
That's what I'd open up with.
You wouldn't want to open
or Kenny Okada. Nah.
If you did Kenny Okada, you'd have to put something behind those guys like the trios match.
Maybe. Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Looking at this card, it's very strong. It was if they put on the match that we know they're going to put on. What they've done in the past, okay?
Yeah.
There's only 2 matches that could even stand a chance to follow that.
Good point.
And that is the trios or the triple threat tag. Other than that, anybody, I wouldn't want anything close.
Well, I could have confidence in the tag match between the Bucks Ospreay and Swerve just because of the talent in that match. Or you could really get the crowd heated up right before the main event, assuming it's Moxley and Hangman.
I would hate to put Okada Omega in front of that main event, even though it's a Texas death match and you're going to have high spots.
Yeah.
But
it might need a cool off match there before that. Yeah. Right?
I mean, you're going to have the crowd sitting on their hands because they've been standing for 40 minutes in the match.
That's true.
Yeah. I think you open with one of the gauntlet matches right into Kenny Okada and then bring it down a little bit to build back up to that main event.
Okay. See what Tony does.
Speaking of Tony, let's talk about a Tony. As Tanner, I'll let you have the last pick and the big one there. And let's go Timeless Tony Storm versus Mercedes Moné. I almost puked there a little bit in my throat. For the AEW Women's World Championship.
Yeah, I think this match is going to be great. I will say I think the build's been a little lackluster. But I think the match is going to be great. We got Isaac in the chat. Finally made it to a live podcast. I listen every week, usually on Mondays. Awesome.
Welcome, Isaac.
Appreciate the support, Isaac. Glad you joined us
tonight. Where are you from, Isaac? Drop us a line where you're from.
And then Mr. Antics said, all in update, we got one more match for 0 Hour. A-Man Tag, Sons of Texas, and Von Erichs versus Shane Taylor Promotions. Okay, good to know. Thank you. I like that on the 0 Hour. Sammy's from Texas, Dustin's from Texas, Von Erichs.
Yeah.
Do you guys see Kevin Von Erich signed a Legends deal with AEW this week? It was announced this week. That. Yeah.
Awesome.
And Dustin Rhodes, it came out. We knew he re-signed with AEW. 6-year deal for Dustin.
Wow.
Well, obviously, once he transitions out of his in-ring career, it's going to turn into a backstage role.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I know Dustin has... Doesn't he run a little promotion down in Texas?
Yeah.
His nephews are like his tag team champions, and I know he didn't train them, but didn't he have a hand towards the end of helping these Von Erich boys finish some training and getting them kind of in mainstream?
And he's the ROH Trios champ with them.
With them, yeah. Too. Yeah. I think he started working with them there before they made their AEW debut.
Let's see what his wrestling company is called.
Canadian boy over there. All right, Isaac, you're new.
Yep. I won't make another one.
Imagine. tell me your favorite all-time hockey player, and it better be Marty McSwirley. Okay, Isaac, just saying.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So tell Shep,
he knows his last name is not McSwirley.
Yeah. Tell him why it's Marty. Tell him who your favorite player is and why it's Marty.
Marty's a legend.
Rhodes Wrestling Association.
There you go.
That was easy. There we go.
RWA.
Yep. But better than back to the women's. Yeah. Back to the women's pick.
All right, Paul, you brought it up. What do you got?
We know who Paul's picking just for how many points.
Tony Storm for 8 points.
8 points because hell will freeze over before
Mercedes didn't drop. If Mercedes would have dropped that damn TBS title, I would have picked her. I told you that if she drops it, I'll pick her.
I'm right there with you, Paul. I think except I've seen some people predict that Mercedes walks out with another belt on her.
Yeah, but then she's got the entire women's roster in a chokehold.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah. Isaac says, sorry, can't go with Marty. Or sorry, can't go with Marty LL. Sorry, Shep. Got to go with Steve Yzerman. Good pick. Yzerman's a legend.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know a lot about hockey, Isaac, but that name's right up there.
I'm an Avalanche boy here, so I got to say Sakic or Forsberg for me. So even though Nathan McKinnon's getting pretty darn close, so. Anyways, go back. Wrestling. Back to wrestling.
Crap, I forgot to bring my cup that I was going to drink out of tonight. Oh, well.
You got Duck's cup?
No, I do not have a Duck's cup. I have a better cup than Duck's, and it's for you two that I got this cup.
Ducks fly together.
God, it's not Browns, is it?
No. the Shooter McGavin Cup.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. Do you eat the same breakfast that he says Happy Gilmore?
Nope. I do not eat that for breakfast.
That's good.
Yeah,
that is I don't good. Eat breakfast.
I don't either. Normally. I did today, though. Normally, though.
Anyways. And I'm the one that goes down rabbit holes?
Yeah. Anyways, wow. Anyways.
I went Tony Storm 8.
Tony Storm for 8. Well, it hurts, but I'm also picking Tony Storm. But I'm picking Tony for Storm for 6.
All right.
Why does it hurt?
Because I'm a Mercedes fan. I'd love to see Mercedes have another belt. I just don't think it's going to happen. Tony doesn't need the. Neither woman needs the belt. Tony doesn't even need the belt. No. She's over without it. But.
Well, that's why I think whoever wins the women's gauntlet match is going to be the next champion.
I think Tony is one of the top three, if not top two, personalities in this company.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good she is right now.
Shep, she did, and I know you don't watch these types of things. It was either a Facebook Reels or a TikTok.
I don't have the book they call face, or I don't have the talk on the cock.
Yeah, I don't have the talk. I do have the book they call face.
And they were talking to her about Googling herself or something, and she goes, well, I've never Googled all over myself, but I'm sure somebody's Googled me. Have you Googled me? And the way she did it was, you know, they're talking about X-rated stuff, and she's like, well, I would have no reason to do such a thing. Everybody loves me, and, you know, it fit the timeless character and shows that this woman can get into character no matter what.
Juice Robinson.
Yeah. Anyways, I picked Tony Storm for 5 points. Fiver.
I think it'll be a hell of a match, okay, though.
It will, regardless of the outcome. I really hope it's not Mercedes, just because I don't, like I said, if she were to drop the TBS title, yep, I was picking her all day long, but yep, I don't want her holding the entire company's women's division.
Well, if she wins it, she has to drop the TBS like within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Has to.
You know what, though?
To Athena.
This is a typical TK, because I remember we used to have these, you know, remember the every other week major announcement or big announcement?
Oh, God, yeah.
If for some reason she wins this belt, which, again, obviously none of us do, but if she does, instead of her dropping that belt, I could see her just saying, here you go, TK, this is beneath me. And then TK, guess what? We got
tournament.
big announcement tournament.
Yep. I could see that.
They'll all be eliminator matches.
And Paul's going to rejoice. And one of them is going to be Insert City Fight.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. All right. I'm going to do you guys a favor before we get to the main event. I'm empty, and I got to make a drink, and my ice machine's loud. So I'll mute myself. Give me 32 seconds.
All right. 1, 2, 3. 3.
4, 5. No. But yeah, surprisingly, like I said, if she would have dropped it, I was ready to come on and shock the world and pick Mercedes, but
yeah,
I just can't do her having everything. But well,
she hasn't lost a match yet. It's time, probably.
Yeah. We have also said that if she had all, she would drop the TBS title and it would become vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. It's Malachi Black on TV.
Well, we don't speak of him anymore.
I interviewed him, and he talked about how excited he was for an extended career in AEW. Yeah, then 6 months later,
I said, Paul, good to hear you back on the pod.
Thank you, Isaac. Work's been kind of crazy here lately, and I've been working some Sundays, so I haven't been able to make the pod, but I'll be here this Sunday as well.
There we go. We'll be recapping all the action going down tomorrow in Arlington. So, all right, last up, the main event of the night, and should be the main event tomorrow, for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship, Jon Moxley defending against Hangman Adam Page in a Texas Death Match for the second time, as they had won at Revolution 2023, and Hangman came out on top in that one.
And was Revolution in Texas as well?
No.
Okay. No. I was going to say, they didn't follow the insert city name death match.
I think just the Texas death match, you know, it carries a little bit because of, I'm guessing, the Funkster, you know, the Funks were all from Texas, and that's why that carries that. But to be quite honest with you, we got the Texas death, what, 2 weeks ago when it was when they made it the Texas death. They've announced that this is going to be in Texas for, what, 6 months?
It's like December, yeah.
Okay, say 7 months, and Tony showed so much discipline waiting till the final 2 weeks to finally put a Texas death match. You knew you're gonna get something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And Tony, you know how much control, you know how much jitters Tony gets with his caffeine and stuff, where he just likes to blur stuff out and like how he waited 2 weeks beforehand to finally throw the Texas death match in there. Good. Hey, I'm going to give Tony a golf clap. He deserves that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the match that makes the most sense for it too.
Well,
it's right up Moxley's alley.
And the good news was it wasn't Tony Schiavone saying, oh, Tony Khan has a big announcement coming up. And then it's actually I'm delivering that big announcement on behalf of Tony Khan.
And the one thing we probably won't see, well, actually we will see this if Hangman loves the comedy. What's the board with the nails that Cope carries around? What's the name of
Spike?
It?
Spike.
Obviously, the history with Mox and Spike, you got to think Hangman's got to bring that out.
Well, and I just want chaos in this match. I want a million run-ins. I want shenanigans. Yes. I just want the more chaos, the better. I want the other 8 matches before this on the main card to be good pro wrestling matches. We still can get returns and something, but I don't want to see, like, ref bumps. I don't want to see any other really – I don't want to see a ton of run-ins. I don't even want to see any blood before this match. Have that canvas clean. I think Dave LaGreca said the same thing on Pro Wrestling Nation 24/7 today. Have that canvas clean and then just go all out with shenanigans for this match.
So nobody, no refs running down to help another ref who got bumped out and then he gets shoulder checked into next year?
That know who hit him? That?
Yeah. You know, a good ref bump. And I think one of the best, I watched this match the other day. I was bored and I think I was eating my lunch and I watched it here. One of the best ref bumps of all time was during the Briscoe FTR feud where the ref actually took color or got
red. Yeah, that was Paul Turner, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was. Yeah. And yeah. I remember when Dax had his short-lived podcast because boy, he pissed a lot of people off, and I loved it. I remember him talking about that, where afterwards he went up and thanked Paul Turner because that made such a big difference in that match. All of a sudden, a ref taking color. Mm-hmm. Something like that. That match had, you know, I think that was the dog collar match.
Yes,
when that happened. So it had a little bit of a gimmick to it. Obviously, we got a Texas death match, a little bit of a gimmick. But if you're going to do a ref bump, it's not just going to be a shoulder tackle. It's going to have to be something major like that. So,
I know if this happens like we think it's going to happen when we see a million run-ins and like people who have been involved in the story, you know the – WWE marks are going to come out to IWC and, oh my God, they're copying WrestleMania night 2 of WrestleMania 40. I don't care.
Yeah.
They've told their own story here. There's been plenty of guys intertwined with this story that makes sense for run-ins. The more the merrier. And if you're going to have somebody play the Undertaker role, I got two guys I'd like to see. Bryan Danielson because this Death Rider story began with him. He can't do that anymore. See that report?
I did not.
It came out today. It said WWE has contacted them and they will not let him use the Yes Chant anymore. Eddie, well, sons of bitches.
He
who's
made a
reason. Stop the fans from doing that. Really? Exactly. Is
the WWE going to go can't through even and do pause the it? He can't do the motion, I should say, now.
He did. He made his return, what, in that ROH show when they
were off to camera with Blue Panther.
Off camera. And I could see him making a little return.
Yep.
And if he can't do that, that'll be great because it's a run-in. So when his music hit, he should be running, unlike like back in the day when Matt Hardy was trying to get Jeff.
Jeff's dancing, mask getting killed in the ring. He's doing the juke.
And Jeff's dancing before he did the run-in. that'll be fine. That's one I don't mind.
Another guy in the Undertaker role. Sorry to cut you off, Shep.
No, you're
fine. It would be Sting.
Yeah. God, the guy sitting front row Wednesday and Thursday night, did he just not look like fucking Sting?
Good cosplay there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Sting's gray beard right now, though, with the black.
Oh, yeah. Man, that thing's like, you know, almost as easy top beard. What a
legend.
At this point.
What a legend.
I tell you, I got a guy that I could see showing up for this. I don't know if he's booked this weekend at GCW, but Matt Cardona could be a guy in the Gauntlet match.
Yeah, he's the GCW tonight against Shotzi tonight.
Is that tonight? Mm-hmm. So that means he's probably not booked tomorrow night because sometimes he usually doesn't do GCW back to back.
Right. Yeah, he could be a Gauntlet. Yeah.
And him and Shotzi, what a great little gig they got going on.
A fun feud. Yeah.
I almost brought out I have one left and I'm saving it for tomorrow at golf. I have one lime garage beer left and I usually throw that in the golf bag for breakfast. And just be honest with you. After their commercial this week, which I love, Cardona came out and just trashed her for being in the commercial. Like she trashed it, blah, 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 which is great, great. Works well for their story. But yeah, I love that the Kelsey brothers are using those guys for garage beer.
Smart Mark in it. It was great.
Yep.
It was great. Mm-hmm. Isaac's comment before we get into our predictions here. I was all in on Hangman, but with it being a Texas Death now, I have my doubts just because Hangman already beat Mox in one of these. Mox also mentioned that on Wednesday. Yeah, I did pick up on that.
You know what, though? I
can
also see this. You know, we've talked about this ever since CM Punk screwed everything up. John Moxley's not had a break.
Not much of one.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, if I think Darby comes in and costs him this, which obviously we've talked about, I mean, I could see Mox taking a week or two, but the guy never
won't take extended time.
If I remember correctly, if I remember the story correctly, Mox never had a freaking Mox and Renee never had a honeymoon.
I think,
or was it a honeymoon?
He finally did take a break a year or two ago for like a month, but it wasn't like the long one he really wanted. But he finally did take a break, and then because remember, he came back. I think it was last year, and he came back and he cut that weird promo on Darby, kind of when all this crap was starting. It's like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
You remember that one last year? Mm-hmm. I think he was out because he missed Forbidden Door last year. No.
Okay.
So I think it was, but he hadn't had a long break though. And the guy probably deserves one. With all that said, I told Paul this before we started recording, and I told him I was going to share it again on the pod. Like, I get the doubts. You know, everybody's doubting, can Hangman really win it? You know, we're scared Mox's going to win it. The Ring of Terror is going to keep going on and on. Maybe that was the plan originally, but I think Hangman's too hot right now with the crowd. AEW has too much of a chance to keep their good momentum going. And if they don't pull the trigger on Hangman now, it could be detrimental for the company with their momentum. I think they got to go Hangman. I'm hoping they go. I mean, I will legit be pissed off if Hangman loses tomorrow. And I don't get that emotionally involved in the outcome of a single match very often. But I'm going Hangman for 8. I'm that confident they're going to pull the trigger.
And, you know, actually, you bring up a good point, Tanner. when you say it's detrimental to the company, I think it's way more detrimental to Hangman. Because if you looked at the different characters we've had of Hangman, he's been the cowboy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we had the drunk guy. And then we had the drunk, depressed guy. Mm-hmm. And then we had this millennial cowboy, he used to call himself. And now all of a sudden, we just have a mean son of a bitch. A mm-hmm. Little bit nuts, right?
Yep. Yep.
And I think those previous characters, they were funny, they worked, but they ran their course. So he hasn't found a niche yet where he could be long term, but I think this could be his niche. So I think I agree with you. They have to pull the trigger here. I think it'll hurt the company, but I think it'll hurt him worse. I know he's young, but it'll hurt him worse, and he'll have a hole to dig out of. With that being said, I went Hangman. I got 3 points left on him. So that's what I got. And Paul, you got
4. I got my left. 3 left.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Damn yep. it. Yeah. Damn it, Paul, you agreed with me again.
No, I did not.
Oh, Paul. Bastard.
Because the fact that Hanger won the last Texas Death, or Moxley won the last Texas Death, and because there's been so much talk about mountains, he can't. He's down here. He's not ready to be on the top of the mountain, Darby. I'm at Moxley for 3.
Like, they can't send 25,000 people home unhappy tomorrow, can they? That's taking such a big risk without knowing what's next.
It is, but man, if Darby comes back, it sets it up.
Darby's not Hangman.
No, it's not. But that's just how it's going to be. Now, by the way, Nick Wayne retained his title against Titan tonight on Supercard.
Okay.
That's good.
And
I'm in a good mood here in a little bit.
She got thrown out. She got thrown out.
Oh, boy. She's going to be blowing up Shep's phone.
She's going to need a back rub later, baby.
Yeah, maybe she won't be in a good mood.
Lee Moriarty over Blue Panther as well.
That was a weird matchup
for the ROH Pure Championship.
That was a really weird matchup. They got Takeshi's fighting Bandito tonight for the ROH title.
He pinned Bandito on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Bandito not losing that, but yeah, it's just some weird matchups tonight. If I will make a prediction, even though we've already gone our prediction, if Athena happens to lose the ROH title tonight to Thunder Rosa, she's winning that gauntlet match tomorrow.
I see. Yeah. Thunder Rose is in the gauntlet match too.
Yeah. Yep.
Which, yep. Yeah. I think this sounds bad. I'm not trying to be rude here, but I think ROH is a better place for Thunder Rosa than
yes. Right now, at least.
Dynamite or Collision. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
did you guys have any more other points about the main event?
No. No. Moxley.
I would say this has been one of the best promotions of a main event Tony Khan mm-hmm. has done in a long, long time.
Yep. Like, yes. I was a little unsure at first when they had Hangman beat Ospreay at Double or Nothing because I thought Ospreay was the guy. But the way they've booked Hangman since then and the crowds fed off of him, they made the right call.
And you know what? It also helped the way Ospreay was following that match, trying to get him and Swerve together,
yep.
trying to work with him together. Like, yep. that also helped help that decision.
Yep. Yep. And like Paul mentioned earlier, the Death Rider story has been good the last 2 or 3 months. It's just the first 6 months was shit. That was the problem.
I think that's another reason he'll retain this is because that story has finally started to get where Mox was going.
If he retains it, you guys are going to see Tanner's version of a LaGreca ran on Sunday.
Oh,
mark it down.
More reason I want him to
mark it down.
Oh, Dusty got blood in their match tonight. Go figure.
Dustin did.
Yeah, yeah. Not Dusty.
I mean, if Dusty good did, God. we got problems.
Well, Dusty's up in heaven having a match right now. That's true. Sure. He's probably bleeding all over the place. Dusty didn't have a match where he didn't.
Yeah, Dusty's up in heaven right now watching his kid wrestle and dropping a bionic elbow on the angel next to him at the bar.
Yep. Drink one of that.
I'm out here trying to see what all is going on and
before,
where we're at.
Well, right before we wrap up,
I got one quick question. What do you guys think about this 3 o'clock start time?
No, I think it's weird, but
I kind of like it.
I do too.
Now, as an old ass like me, I literally get off of work at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah,
so, I go into work at 2 o'clock. That's not fair.
So I get off of work at two. I mean, I start. Let's be honest. I start watching something at 8 o'clock at night. That's 4 hours long.
Yeah.
After 10 o'clock, there's a good chance that I wake up at 3 o'clock in the same position with the TV at the, you know, with the credits rolling.
Excuse me.
I mean, if it's a 4 hour show, you know, 3 to 7, I'm still wide awake.
Dinner time. It's dinner time then.
So,
well, like me tomorrow, like my wife's busy doing some stuff with the girlfriends tomorrow, one of her friends' birthday. So I'm like, perfect. Like, it's going to be me, junk food, and wrestling tomorrow afternoon. I can't wait. So,
Christian Cage is on ROH. I repeat, Christian Cage is on ROH.
Okay.
Before we wrap, I want to get to that question that Logan sent in earlier.
Yeah.
What is your AEW superstar Mount Rushmore? Which is, you could take this one a lot of different avenues.
Hmm. Champ, let's go first with yours.
AEW Mount Rushmore starts with John Moxley. Kenny Omega.
You bastard. You're 2 for 2 on mine.
Yeah.
And this was because of what he did in early AEW days and because what he's done in the history of professional wrestling, Chris Jericho.
Okay. I like that one.
And my last...
We didn't even talk about him potentially returning tomorrow. I forgot about him.
Yeah. and AEW would not... AEW would not be there without him. Okay? Cody Rhodes.
All right. I love myself some Cody, but I can't put him on mine.
And there's going to be two guys I think you guys pick. And the only reason I didn't pick them is because they're too damn young. And I know AEW's a young company. And one of them that you're going to pick came in at the start of the company. The other guy came in 2 years ago.
Okay.
I still think it's they're too fresh. But that's my four.
Paul?
Well, I got to go Moxley because he's carried the company pretty much since he debuted. Kenny Omega right there with you. I don't want to agree all the way across the board with Shep. That's the problem. But I pretty much did. So now I'm sitting here going, man, I got to at least pick two different ones. And I don't want to go the Young Bucks. That's the easy out here.
It's a very easy out. And that was on the tip. That was there. Yeah. That was there.
And it's easy to go Cody again because he helped found it. I'm going to go Hangman because, you know.
That's the guy that's been there since the start, but I think he's too young.
I know, I agree, but again, he's been there since the start. He's been involved in a huge story every year, sometimes twice a year.
He's been in some shit lines too, though.
He has.
Remember when he lost to Brian Cage? Well, I'm not throwing that out there because Shep hates him, but remember that though?
Yeah.
Door, nothing that 1 year is like, what the hell?
Dude, he was rolling around with the Dork Order.
Yeah.
When they were literally the Dork Order.
Yeah, they were trying to hang on after Brody passed. Like, if Brody lived, Dork Order would have been really cool.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, yeah. Story. Yeah. Yeah. And I Brody's my honorable mention just because he didn't have enough time.
He would have been unbelievable.
I think he would have been on there.
He would have been world champ.
Oh, yeah. And Dark Order would have been the faction that everybody feared.
Yep.
But for my fourth one, this is going to throw everybody off, but between the work he's done backstage, how he's gotten people over in the ring, Christopher Daniels.
You love yourself some CD.
I do love me some CD.
Dude, you like him now with Scorpio and Top Flight?
You know, I didn't get to watch that.
Yeah, so last night, that's the new faction they debuted last night.
I like
that. That's the part I didn't watch last night.
I do like
Scorpio. Yes, I love that Scorpio's back. I'm sad we'll never get to yell SCU again, but.
No. Before I do mine, we were just talking about Scorpio returning. Any chance we get a Wardlow return during the gauntlet?
They said he's like 4 to 6 months out from returning. But then,
He's healthy but he's got the TV show.
Well, I read dirt sheets. He was 4 to 6 months out. And then a week later, they said he's going to be on American Gladiator. So
I didn't know when they were taping that, if they've taped it yet or not. I know the Miz is hosting. No, Wardlow's on it. Camille's on it. Because if it's done, Camille and him could be a surprise entrance tomorrow.
Wow, the Miz is the host of that?
Yeah, WWE was pissed. They didn't like that AEW talent was going to be on it. AEW had no problem with the Miz hosting, of course.
Sure.
WWE's, for being the major company, they're pretty petty, you know?
They're very insecure.
Not a lot of stuff, yeah.
They're very insecure.
But if they're not ready to return, I would wait till that show airs on Prime, then get them both back on TV, because that would be prime time to get them back on.
Prime.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean to. Yeah. But Mount Rush. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I want to add this. Even if they are ready, I wait till that show premieres.
That's fair.
Because.
More buzz.
Right now. Well, that too. But right now, where do you go to watch AEW pay-per-views? One of the places is Prime Video.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there could be a sponsorship for a match after the show debuts. It's the Amazon Prime American Gladiators match.
Street fight.
Just don't put it on a table.
Yeah. Boy, they got
Slim Jim tables.
They got a lot of shit for that, didn't they? God.
It'll be the back there like the Superman thing was on Dynamite.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, don't put it on weapons. Yeah, don't put it on weapons. Don't bring out giant Slim Jims and just pop it up in the background. But yeah, you're Mount Rushmore.
My Mount Rushmore, I'm agreeing with the first two for both of you. John Moxley, Kenny Omega. Moxley's been a champ 4 times. Been a big deal since he debuted at 2019 Double or Nothing. Kenny, one of the founding fathers, one of the EVPs. The company's better when he's around. My next two, a little tougher. And I no offense, Paul, I can't agree with your CD one. Even though I'm not.
That's fine.
I like Shep's pick of Jericho. And I'm not agreeing with Cody, but I like Jericho. But I'm not picking Jericho's mine. I like the Hangman one. This guy joined the company 3 years ago now. I'm going Swerve. I think he's done that much in the company. And he backs AEW with his comments. You can tell he's going to be an AEW lifer. And I'm going a female for my fourth. Timeless Toni Storm.
Okay.
Like she's done that good of work.
And I purposely left this guy off. And you guys, neither one of them picked him. How the hell is MJF not on there?
Oh, yeah.
Too young.
He's been there since they started, and I think he's 47 times better on the mic than Hangman.
I could make a case to replace Swerve with MJF.
And I could make a case to replace
Hangman. Or kick Tony off even and put Swerve up. Yeah. God, I didn't even think of him. That's bad. I didn't think about him.
Well, he's not really in a big storyline right now.
But here's
they're shoving him in this gauntlet match all of a sudden.
He's with the Syndicate, though.
And here's why I don't put him up there. Because, and Tanner's had this argument about him several times.
You don't like people from Long Island?
He doesn't wrestle enough.
He doesn't need to when you can talk like the way he does.
I agree. And that was my argument with MJF. Because when you're that good on the mic, and then you finally get a match with him, it's a special match, even if it's a 5-minute match.
If Tanner could talk like MJF,
he
would need us two jackalopes.
Nope.
Yeah, he would. because he'd need somebody to argue with.
That's true.
He can't argue with himself because then
Shep,
the men in the white coats would come after him.
Shep, can you? And I'm sure you got a good team of salesmen, car salesmen. Can you imagine if you had one that could talk like MJF?
Oh,
but
shit.
Like politely to the customer, but like confident. My God.
Babyface MJF is a car.
You wouldn't be able to keep inventory in stock.
I could have retired already. After 5 years of MJF selling cars, I could retire.
Yeah. Man, he'd be awesome in a car commercial.
He really would. Could you imagine getting him back in the day before when he was working at that one independent East Coast thing that he still kind of shows up, or even before he went to MLW, have him cut a commercial for you? He would have probably charged you like $50 or $100, right?
Yeah, just rip
if you would get him to do a commercial now, I bet it costs you $100,000.
He'd be there ripping the competitors for you, the other car brands.
That'd
be great.
I tell you what, in our local town, I'd give him a picture of the two other owners of the Chrysler store and the Ford store in town. Just giving pictures of it. If we would show pictures of these gentlemen, that's all you would need to see. Just have him cut a promo on those two guys.
Oh man,
that'd be fantastic.
All right, I'm gonna start saving my pennies for that.
Oh, I'm envisioning it in my head now.
Do it. Isn't he on like Cameo or something?
He charges big bucks, I think. He was at one point. Well, but he goes in and just rips them apart. Yeah, it's awesome.
So there you go, Shep.
Hold on. I have a Cameo app. Let me look it up.
If he's on there, I'm telling you, you save your pennies, you buy that, and you have him do a car commercial for you.
I've only bought one. I bought two Cameos my whole life, and they were Christmas gifts, and they were from Bob Does Sports. And they were pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm going to counter Logan's question.
All right, one more question, then we probably should wrap. Let's go for it.
And here's why I didn't pick Tony Storm, because we've got our men's Mount Rushmore.
Okay, if we're doing that, then put MJF and Swerve as my other two. Then I'll do that for women's. All right, Tony Storm.
Yep.
I'm gonna get a lot of heat here, but I'm throwing Britt Baker on it.
Got to. You got to. Got I was to. Right there got with you. To.
I'm throwing Sheeta on it.
Yep.
And I don't care. I'm doing it. Mercedes. Don't care. Don't care what you say.
Well, you know, Meatloaf said 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but I guess 3 out of 4 ain't bad either.
Hey, it's passing score.
Yeah, it's a 75%.
Part of me wanted to say Rio because she was the first women's champ, but I couldn't do it.
MJF is still on there. 600 to 857 for 41 seconds is his average length. His last video he completed was June 21st of 25. So he is active.
Let's Save get Shep drunk enough Shep. One of these pods.
And
yes.
And he is available. His, which I think you have to pay for it. But he has the signal. He will get you one in 24 hours.
Okay.
And he does birthday, pep talk, roast, advice.
Advice from MJF.
Yes.
Or other.
Yes.
Select other and do car salesman.
I've seen at like meet and greets when he signs figures, he signs it and throws it across the room and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Especially if it's not his figure, right? Like I saw him, they asked him to sign somebody else's figure and he chucked it. Wasn't it?
It was Sammy Guevara one. Guevara one.
Yeah.
And he just straight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll go 3 out of 4 there. But to go for the last fourth one. So we've got Tony, Sheeta, Britt. And you know what? Because, and you'll say, oh, that's just because you're a big fan of her.
I know it's going to be.
Who?
Stylander.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
what she done? Willing.
It doesn't matter what she's done.
She did beat Jade. She beat Jade. Okay.
We're not talking just championships here.
It doesn't matter what she's done. You have to do something to get on the fucking Mount Rushmore.
She's willing to go out there and take the L.
So is Brandon Cutler.
She's a great worker. She's a great jobber. Jobber.
All right. Fine.
Next thing you know, we're going to put fucking the Brooklyn Brawler between Hogan and Flair on the Mount Rushmore.
I would. Because I wouldn't put Hogan on there.
That's fair.
I'd put Goldberg up there before I'd put Hogan.
Oh my god. I'd put fucking Disco Inferno on there before I'd put Goldberg.
Oh my god.
I'd put X-Pac on there before I'd put either one of them on there.
Did you see? I think it was Jonathan Coachman's rabbit comments hole this week. He made a point that Six-Pac should be in the Hall of Fame individually. As the 1-2-3 kid, the Lightning Kid, or you know, Sean Waltman, basically. And he had a hell of a point. I got to think about that. I'm like,
that's not
a bad deal.
He did. No.
Paul, don't back the ship. You can keep Stylander up there. Don't back.
No. It wasn't. I would put her up there, but no.
Okay.
There are people who have done more in the company who deserve it more. And I'm only doing this name because of the fact that TK bought the company, Athena.
I like it. If we're considering ROH, I like it.
She's been very, very underused. I will agree with that.
Yes. Yeah, she should be on Dynamite every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, Toni Storm for sure. Britt Baker for sure. This one might get a little bit of heat. I know she's been injury prone, but she came out of the gates firing, and then she still reps the company a lot in public appearances and press releases. I don't agree with what she does outside the company, but again, it's a free fucking world. We can do whatever we want. It's Thunder Rosa.
Her and Britt still put off the best women's match in AEW history. So
yeah. I would like, you know, I'd like say TK to pay her a little bit more so she don't have to cook in her underwear. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Somebody's probably paying.
Yeah, so multiple people are paying for it, or she wouldn't be doing it.
And then my fourth, Sheeta. Yeah. Yep. She was at the start, she was very instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Pandemic era. She was awesome.
And I tell you, and this I might get a little heat for this. I don't give a shit. A runner up, Nyla Rose.
I thought about her too, Shep.
Yep.
I did.
Yep.
She was at the beginning of AEW. She was a powerhouse.
She was everywhere. So, yep.
And she was always, whoever won the women's championship in the early days, your first opponent was always Nyla Rose.
Yep.
To make sure you had what it took.
And another honorable mention I'll throw out there is just her run in AEW ended up being short. It was Jade. She only lost one match in AEW. She was pretty dominant and had the
impact. Yeah, but
we're seeing that now.
If you remember her first 5 to 10 matches.
Oh, it was very green. They were bad.
They were rough. I mean, you know, we could almost put Brandi Rhodes in that category.
No, okay. That's false, but okay.
Hey, I mean,
that's like putting Luther on the Mount Rushmore.
Who was it? To this day, in that that first match with Jade, was it Red Velvet? Put Shaq.
Cody and Shaq.
He put, didn't she's the one that hit Shaq through the table, and we haven't seen Shaq since. Oh,
she hit Cody. Cody went.
Wait, I thought
Cody went through Shaq, but Red Velvet was partnered with Cody. So
yeah.
But yeah, the Shaq, that was the dumbest thing. Tony Schiavone goes back, pulls the ambulance door open. Shaq disappeared. We never revisit it ever again.
So he's stupid. MIA,
and that's because Cody screwed Cody.
Yeah.
Brett screwed Brett, and Cody screwed Cody.
We'll find out one day when a book comes out.
Speaking of this. On Cheap Heat today. It's Friday. Cheap Heat's on
Rosenberg. I know. I'm not
a man. Whatever. They had a wonderful guest on today, Bret Hart.
Oh, Hitman was on today.
But
he can be an ass sometimes.
And I listened to a couple bits and pieces. I didn't get to listen to the whole interview, but I really and if somebody listened to the whole interview, chime in and let us know. I really wanted those guys to ask Brett, what do you think about Goldberg having this retirement match?
Oh, God. He would say, I hope Gunther chokes him out for real.
I really wanted to. I don't know if they brought it up. I know those guys are very – they can be very – you know, they're going to be very respectful. And
yeah.
They were the one guy – again, I don't know them all. The one guy was fucking popping because he's like, holy shit, we're going to interview the greatest – one of the greatest of all time. So I don't know if they're going to – if they would ask those questions. They were asking questions about, you know, his feud with Stone Cold and how big of an advocate he was for Stone Cold backstage. So it was cool to hear that. I listened about 10 minutes of it before I had to get out of the car, and I'm just like, it's weird that they're having him on a Friday when right Goldberg's fucking making his retirement match on Saturday. No, like,
that's not a coincidence. Yeah.
If anybody listened to that whole interview and they brought up Goldberg, please let me know.
Mr. Antics, ROH update. Mina Shirakawa has won the interim ROH Women's TV title. Red Velvet is currently hurt. She beat Miya Yuka Sakazaki and...
Gesundheit.
The chick from CMLL. So... Yeah, Stephen Chamber just added Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Von Erichs versus Shane Taylor promotions all in.
Yep. Is that Fest for phone?
Sure.
The
Persephone.
Good for Mina though. I'm glad she won some gold.
Yeah.
The peace silent.
Ursophone?
Fest for phone.
Festivus for the rest of us.
You guys have issues.
We got a lot of issues.
I wish you guys were as normal as me.
We need to be mature like you. We need to learn to be mature. Well, and grow up like you.
I'm on the maturity Mount Rushmore, okay? Don't look at me like that, Paul. I saw them side eye you, son of a bitch. Never mind.
Yeah, the Claw signing an AEW Legends deal. Love it.
Tanner, speaking of issues and the amount of issues we have, what podcast number are we on? Isn't this like, 200 60, and something?
69.
Well, I've went back and I finally started counting, and I took out the interviews we've done. I haven't counted those. I haven't counted the media calls. I count this as like one of our episodes. So this is episode 233. Yep.
You were way off at 69, Shep.
I know, you still giggled.
I did. So did you.
Well, maturity level, right? Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
You're still laughing. Tanner's like, you assholes.
I was having
58008.
What'd you say?
58008. It's an old code, but it's a good code.
Calculator, baby. Texas the calculators.
Is that sad that that's the code to get into my barn?
No, I love that. I love that.
It was either that or 6969.
Yeah. Did you let the wife pick either one? Which one out of these two?
The funny thing is I went with the latter and she didn't understand. I just giggled. She's like, that's such a weird number. Where do you get the fucking numbers from? I'm like, don't worry about it.
I just like that combination, dear.
She's like, can't we go with birth dates? And I'm like, no, that's so blah. I was like, everybody would guess that. We'll get robbed.
And then you tell the whole world what your code is.
That's a good change.
I mean, if you're watching along with us on YouTube, I mean, you can see all the people behind us here that are, you know, listening and watching along with us. I mean, there's like,
you know what? Actually, more than likely, if you come to my house, I'm going to be out in the barn. You're more than welcome to come and have a drink with me. So if you're a fan of professional wrestling, you know the fucking code. Come on in. I'll make
professional wrestling, sports, racing.
Yeah, sports, racing. I mean, you want to talk? Well, I'll talk anything from
music,
professional golf to professional wrestling to baseball to NFL, NBA.
You got a nice range there, Shep.
Yeah, I'll talk dirt racing, sprint cars, late models, midgets. Doesn't matter. I don't know a lot about hockey, but hey, I can shoot the shit with the best of them.
could you talk more hockey than you could tennis?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we have an intern at my everyday job.
Is she cute?
It's a he. So
who the hell would hire a male intern? Haven't you learned from Bill Clinton?
I don't hire. You're acting like I hire. Our HR department hires. I got nothing to do with anything.
Speaking of
oh my Lord. Anyways, he said he's a big tennis fan, and I'm like, that's one sport I can't really hold much of a conversation.
Oh fuck, Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi, they
and Federer and Nadal and Djokovic. That's it. Those five, and I'm out.
Sampras and Agassi probably play tonight later on, don't they? They still on?
I don't know if he okay.
Huh?
Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi have been retired for like 15 years. 20
you said
years.
They're in their 50s, so they're on the senior tour, just like golf.
Oh, my God. Paul, wrap us up. I'm done.
Oh. Hey, so we could talk some senior tour golf. I'm in. Or senior tour tennis. I'm in.
Sunday, I've got a question for you guys, but I'm done with questions for tonight. Hey, so I'll ask you guys.
Paul, I'll answer it now. It's normal to have hair down there. It's okay.
Whoa. Well, on that note, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And be sure to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Check out kickingoutshop.com to your place to go for some great merchandise. Support a great podcast and look fantastic doing so. You can also go to Pro Wrestling Tees and search Kicking Out Podcast and get a few exclusive shirts there that are no longer available on Kicking Out Shop. Be sure to follow the champion, Austin Shepherd, at TheShep27 until he changes it, if he actually does, like he said.
You know, he doesn't even have the title on his shoulder or anything tonight. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know.
He's freaking Moxley. We don't even see the title anymore. It's probably in a damn briefcase somewhere.
No, it's actually sitting in the windowsill right over here. It's great.
That's what's going to happen.
I got all these windows here. I'm putting it on display.
And don't worry, when Mox retains and I become the new champion, I will show it every week.
Yeah.
Be sure to follow Tanner Lee on all social media at TannerLee92.
He wore the damn glasses last week. It was weird.
Oh, I almost asked why, and I was too afraid to.
Thinks he's
brown. I'm not going to ask now. be sure to follow
myself. As far as KOP is concerned, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Shut up.
Hey, parenting advice. You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah.
All right. Since Shep already said it once and we get what, two? Do we get two before we got to throw the E? Three?
I'm making four? I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, Tanner. There you go.
Yes.
Be sure to follow myself at PaulZartman87. And with all of that being said, join us again Sunday, right? Right? Everybody going to be here Sunday?
Yes, sir.
That's the plan.
All right. So, on behalf of Austin Shepherd, Tanner Lee, and myself, Paul Zartman, join us again Sunday as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night, bang!